This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho experienced a 6.5 magnitude earthquake back on March 31st. Kind of seems like forever ago, but then yesterday all at the same time. You have to say that was a little unexpected for a lot of folks, but this was actually some exciting news for geologists in our state, around the country, and in fact, around the world. This is because this earthquake and then the subsequent aftershocks were so unusual that they're each telling scientists quite a bit more about the Earth's crust here in our state, but as well as the Mountain West. Well, now, with two grants from the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Geological Survey, Boise State researchers are gearing up to begin studying this. So joining us live today are Dylan McKissel, the lead on the National Science Foundation grant, Lean Liberty, the lead on the USGS Award, and Jeffrey Johnson, a co-principal investigator with their team. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi there.
Okay. So first, Dylan, I want to start with you. What were you doing on March 31st when the earthquake hit? And I mean, and as a geologist, I mean, what were you thinking?
I was sitting in this exact same chair on my computer, not Zooming, but working. And we felt the first little vibration. I'm on the fifth floor of an apartment building. I went out of my bedroom, looked at my wife, and then the bigger surface wave came through that shook us quite a bit more. And then we sort of went towards the door, and then I decided, oh, that's probably over. No more shaking. And I went and got on the phone and started calling people.
So did you know right away, like, oh, this is an earthquake?
It took me a couple of seconds, but I have felt earthquakes before. So once it sort of dawned on me that was a repeat sensation, I immediately knew it was an earthquake.
Well, and the good thing is you'll never forget where you were, because we were all home.
Yeah.
I mean, right? So Jeffrey, can you talk about why this earthquake was so unusual for Idaho, you know, from a scientific perspective?
Right. Well, this is the first earthquake of magnitude 6 that's happened in a long time. In fact, it's the largest earthquake to have occurred in Idaho since 1983. The Bora Peak earthquake. So we don't get to experience these events of this magnitude very often in Idaho.
So then, Lee, I'm curious. So Boise State researchers, you got two grants related to studying the Idaho earthquake aftershocks, and you are the lead principal investigator for the USGS grant. That is hard to say. What are you going to be looking at specifically?
Yeah, because these types of earthquakes only happen, you know, let's say once a decade or once every, you know, 20 or 30 years, there are a unique opportunity to study the effects of earthquakes. In Idaho, we don't have a very good monitoring network for earthquakes, and so we can't really say much in terms of details about the earthquake sequence. So what we did is we wrote a quick proposal to the U.S. Geological Survey asking for money to deploy a number of sensors throughout the epicentral area or the Stanley area to monitor earthquakes down to magnitude 1 or below, so that we could really understand what faults are moving, what sort of depths are we experiencing these types of earthquakes, and how they may influence faults throughout Idaho.
And then Dylan, earthquakes also give off vibrations. People might not know this, and then that can turn into sound waves if they're is that correct?
Yeah, this is definitely Jeff's area of expertise. But when ground shaking, some of that energy gets transferred into the atmosphere as low frequency sound.
And so you'll be looking at that too, right?
So yes. Directly. Yeah, immediately following the main shock, Dylan and Lee and I and others were able to go up to the epicentral region and deploy seismometers, which monitor the ground shaking, the seismic waves that propagate from these earthquakes. But at the same time, we installed specialized microphones to listen to the atmospheric pressure waves. And as Dylan just explained, these seismic waves don't know the boundary between the Earth and the atmosphere, and they propagate up to the Earth's surface and then into the atmosphere. And this affords us an awesome opportunity to really understand earthquake sounds in great detail, perhaps for the first time.
So Jeffrey, you know, we know where there are a lot of fault lines, you know, around the globe. I mean, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, you know, so we've got the Cascadia subduction zone. You know, there are other there what there's a like a what a Madras I think zone in the Midwest, like in the Missouri and Illinois area. But it sounds like there's still a lot that we don't know about where there might be other fault lines. Is that a decent assumption to make?
Yeah, I'm going to turn this over to Lee since he knows a lot about the earthquake distribution in Idaho.
Yeah, I can say we're learning more and more about earthquakes and the active faults around the world every single day. So central Idaho and eastern Idaho are part of what we call the Basin and Range Province, which extends through all of Nevada, most of Utah, and some of the surrounding states, including Montana and Idaho. We know where the big faults are because they have really prominent topographic expressions. So they're really steep slopes. The high mountains of the Sawtooths, Bora Peak area, which is the highest peak in Idaho, they're all generated or uplifted as a result of earthquakes. So we know in a first order sense where all the big fault lines are. But through looking at earthquakes, we can actually identify other fault zones that have no surface expression. That seems to be the case in central Idaho, where we see bands of earthquakes that show up in some odd places where the geologists wouldn't identify active faults. But because we know earthquakes are happening there, we have to say or have to conclude that active faults lie beneath the ground surface there.
So Lee, would that be why like we feel like we haven't experienced an earthquake in Idaho since 1983, but is it that we just haven't experienced an earthquake of this magnitude since 1983?
That's right. So earthquakes of very small magnitude are happening every day all around us. We just don't do a very good job of recording them. In Idaho, in central Idaho especially, what we call the completion magnitude is magnitude 2.5, meaning that below magnitude 2.5, we don't do a very good job of identifying and characterizing those earthquakes because we don't have a robust monitoring network. Unlike California or maybe Oregon and Washington and some of the surrounding states, we do a very poor job of monitoring for earthquakes in Idaho, partly because the population density is so sparse in central Idaho that there's not maybe a real good reason to monitor for smaller magnitude earthquakes.
So I don't want to be an alarmist or anything like that, but I mean, should we prepare for like a big one? I mean, especially, you know, because we hear a lot about what could potentially happen like in Oregon and Washington with the Cascadia subduction zone.
Well, we should always be prepared for any natural disaster, fire, flood, earthquake. I can give you a little reference. I'm looking at the catalog right now. There have been 35 earthquakes in the last 7 days of magnitude 2.5 or greater for the Stanley area. So earthquakes are happening all the time. A little bit of historical perspective. Jeff mentioned the 1983 Bora Peak earthquake, which was a magnitude 6.9. There were aftershocks for years after that that exceeded magnitude 5. In the same area of the earthquake in March, in the 1940s, there were a pair of magnitude 6 earthquakes. And then in the 1960s, there were some magnitude 4s and 5s in the same area. So earthquakes do happen in Idaho. We should always be prepared. Boise is sitting in a pretty safe place when it comes to at least known active faults. There are historical records from the 10s and 20s of chimneys falling from an earthquake. So there is a precedent for ground shaking intense enough to knock down weak structures in Boise. But for the most part, Boise is pretty safe. Eastern and central Idaho are more prone to ground shaking.
Well, and I have to say, I didn't even feel the one on March 31st. So I don't know what's up with my equilibrium, but I am so looking forward to seeing what you get out of this research. It is just a fascinating study. So I thank all three of you for taking some time today and good luck with all of this research. When does it officially start?
Well, it has officially started already. Both grants are active. We hope to continue this study for the next few years. So stay tuned for lots more information to come.
All right. Thank you all so much. We've been talking with Dylan Mikesell, Lee Liberty, and Jeffrey Johnson. They are Boise State geologists who, with the National Science Foundation and USGS grants, are beginning to study the unusual earthquake and aftershocks Idaho is experiencing. You're listening to Idaho Matters.